When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's Hour 5 of the Nation. Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30. Here's Wolchuk with that proper round trip.
Let's do it. Let's go around the bases right now.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott? That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing. High drive! It's tied!
Boom! We got Kamar Rocker on the bump tonight. And boy, he's been pretty good here as of late. First career outing against Minnesota. He's allowed two or fewer runs in three straight in five of his last six appearances. He's got a 2.16 ERA and a 1.17 whip in his last six. He's right now amongst the tops among American League pitchers with eight or more home games started in 2026. He's been brilliant at the Globe. That's really been the remedy for Kamar Rocker. Just pitch him at home. The dude's been absolutely nailed.
Give him a starter on the road. And then if you have to.
If you have to.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's a big outfield, you know, you'll be okay there.
This is really exciting because he's got blue chip talent.
He does. He's got tremendous stuff. And the bullpen's been great. And look, they should be pretty fresh. You've now had back-to-back days where the starting pitcher, Eovaldi, and then Mackenzie Gore have been able to go seven innings.
Yeah.
And then you get an off day tomorrow. So I think for Skip, you're looking at it like, hey, we're in good shape here with the pen going into the game tonight. With the win tonight, Rangers would improve to 6-2 in their last eight home games. That would be their best eight-game span at Globe Life Field this year. They'd even the three-game series at one apiece. Remember, the rubber game will be the day game Thursday. Tomorrow, we've got England-Croatia at Dallas Stadium, otherwise known as AT&T. But we don't call it AT&T for the World Cup. We call it Dallas Stadium. So that's going to be tomorrow. So therefore, you've got a weird off day randomly in the middle of this series. A rubber game day baseball on Thursday. Rangers are 7-4 in rubber games. That's the second best mark in the American League behind only, you guessed it, the Detroit Tigers.
Yep.
I knew you had it in you. I knew you did. Rangers, though, fellas, they're 35-37. They're two games under 500.
They were just awful yesterday.
But you know what will happen tonight? They're going to get one game under 500.
Yep.
Because they're going to win tonight. Because the Twins are pitching some guy named Zebby Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pretend I know a lot about Zebby. I'm admire the name.
Five-two ERA.
I like saying the name Zebby, but I can't believe in a pitcher named Zebby. Zeb, get out there and throw. Nah, to me, Zebby ain't doing it. Zebby Matthews is your starter tonight. I think they're going to absolutely rock this guy. In fact, if you want to know your Rangers starting lineup, because I know you do. Jack Peterson's leading off, and what did Jack do last night, fellas?
Dongy.
Reached three of four plate appearances from the leadoff slot last night, including the Rangers' only two runs, a two-run homer.
thought that was such a joke of him leading off, and now I'm kind of happy he does it.
Well, I think you should call it a joke again, Brian, because maybe that's exactly what Jock needs to hear. Yeah. Brian thinks you're a joke, Jock.
No, I didn't call Jock a joke.
I heard you called him
Schumacher a joke.
I said the Skip's a joke for
Skip
putting him up.
Skip, you're a joke?
Yeah.
So Jock's leading off. Josh Young's moving into second.
I'm doing radio.
Wyatt's batting third, playing left. Brandon Nimmo's in the cleanup spot, right field. Ezekiel Duran back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. Maybe that's why they lost. They didn't start Zeke. He's at short. Berger at first. Josh Smith back in the lineup, playing second. Alejandro Osuna at center field. And then Elias Diaz will be catching for Kamar Rocker. And I think anytime Elias Diaz is in the lineup, good things have happened. Maybe he can just bunt. Run somebody over, Asuna on the bag, Smitty on the bag. These guys can run a little bit. Let's play some small ball. Let's get ourselves a victory.
And they're all going to be trying to tee off on one Daniel Zebulon Matthews. That's how you get to Zebby. Zebulon.
Okay.
Is that a biblical name or something, Chief? What are we doing here?
I'm not familiar with the Zebulon.
Old Testament, Woolchuck?
Maybe, but it kind of sounds like it's from Xenon Girl of the 21st Century or something. Zebulon? That's supernova.
Sound like Elon Musk kids.
Ancient Hebrew, derived from the root Zabal, meaning Zabal. Dwelling, habitation, or exalted house.
Zebulon's actually
it is biblical. Zebulon, hell yeah.
Maybe he's got something for us. Maybe he's got something. Who knows? I think Zebulon's in for a rough one. Maybe I'm just trying to channel. We do have some Japanese fans that I'm seeing are in the building tonight, and they are having their first ever boomsticks. They said, wow, are there really people who buy something this big? Yes. And I'm one of them.
Just for an individual night of eating.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just not for a family. That's for one freaking person, man.
Well, what about when they see the big, giant nacho hat?
The sombrero hat. Yeah, they're probably going to say, what the hell is that? I don't know. Rangers got good news. Their 18th prospect, Malcolm Morey, has been promoted to Double-A Frisco. He's hitting 300. He's got 10 homers, 37 RBIs with A-plus Hub City this season. Texas selected the catcher out of Stanford back in 2024. That's good news. They need a catcher that's moving up the ranks. Now let's go to Buster only. Buster, what do you got for us today? Well, he's got an article out. The 2026 trade deadline. Front office execs under the most pressure. Is Chris Young number one on the list? The answer would be,
of course. No. Is somebody in Boston?
He's 11th. One is actually Detroit. It's Scott Harris with the Tigers. And why? It's because of Tarek Skubal in this decision. Because Skubal could net them. Maybe, I mean, it would be one of the biggest trades in MLB history. Skubal's a Cy Young winner. And I thought Detroit was going to have an opportunity to really make some noise in the American League Central this year. But then Skubal gets hurt, and they really just weren't able to do much. They faded. Now, Skubal's back. He's pitching miraculously a month after his surgery. But now what is he going to do? Is he going to pull an Otani and say, like Artie Moreno did, and like, we're not trading Otani at the deadline, then he goes and signs elsewhere? Or is he going to swap Tarek Skubal and try and get a King's ransom for him? So that's going to be a tough decision. But CY's 11 on the list of 12. Execs that are under the most pressure. He writes, Texas is hanging around the AL West race. They're a game and a half back behind the Mariners. And per Fangraphs, the Rangers have a 41.2% chance to make the playoffs.
All right.
They also have some veterans signed to pricey contracts who might draw interest if Texas is willing to discuss them, such as Corey Seager. Young has shown that if he has a chance to contend, he's going to go for it. In 2023, Rangers win the World Series. After barely qualifying for the playoffs, he has to decide between a proportional response for his team or if he wants to reshape the payroll as a priority. Now, you know how I feel, boys. I think this team is what they are. I don't think this team's going to turn it on. I think when they do, they'll go on a nice stretch and they're going to fall back to what we've just seen them do this week. I don't think that's changing. I think you sell. But CY, knowing him, he's going to buy because this division sucks and nobody's going to run away with it. So the Rangers are going to still be in the conversation, and therefore it means be a buyer at the deadline. And cool, if it works out for him, I love it. It's fun. I want postseason baseball. But this team's just so damn Jekyll and Hyde, man. They can't figure it out and they can't sustain winning. I'd like to see it, but we just haven't.
I would like to see it. I would love to know if the Rangers believe there's a path to success moving on from Seager. Like, has this year showed you can't rely on him? He's hurt. You've got defensive players who are scrappy and, you know, are kind of overperforming offensively right now.
Yeah.
Would you trust that and think, can we get, you know, assets for Seager that could put us in a better position long term? Sure. And I would hate to move on from another World Series hero like Seager, but I love knowing that I believe CY is one of those guys, and he showed us multiple times now that it doesn't matter what you've done. We're all about whatever's going to bring us our next championship.
Maybe this is the time. I mean, hey, look, Corey is a guy that obviously wants to play for a contender. Right? He might have a no-trade clause. He'd have to waive that. But you've now got Ezekiel Duran, who has really stepped up, and his natural spot is short. So you've got a guy that can play shortstop for you. Maybe. I mean, if somebody wants to offer you something nice for Corey Seager, and I think the fan base is kind of at a point now where it's like, look, maybe it is time. As crazy as that is to say.
Maybe okay, so this guy Zebulon Pike was an explorer in the late 1700s. He cut through the South and into the Southwest, and he spent quite a bit of time in the Carolinas. So there's a lot of towns in Carolina named Zebulon.
Okay.
And apparently it's become sort of a family name out there that's handed down from generation to generation. And that's where our twin starter, Zebby Smith, is from, Carolina. So that's how that comes together.
Hope you have a great season, but not tonight.
Thank you, Walt Chuck.
Get rocked.
Proper round tripper in the books. What happened at Cowboys mini camp? Brian was there. We'll give you that and hand it off to the pregame show coming up next here. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Nation. This segment's brought to you by the Frankels. We're 10 and a half minutes from Rangers pregame. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Shoddy was asked about Brendan Sorsby reportedly entering the NFL supplemental draft and the Cowboys would have any interest in him. Says, I know it's a big storyline. I haven't followed it much. I'm aware just enough to be dangerous. I don't have any honest opinions. If we get to the point where we're interested, certainly I'll have an opinion. But as of now, it doesn't affect my life. And I'm focused on the 90 guys that have been here. Doesn't sound like the Cowboys are talking too much internally about Brendan Sorsby.
So we don't have the capacity.
Do you think the NFL is going to clear him? No problem, Brian. That'd be my first question. Like, are we even sure a supplemental draft's going to happen with this guy?
Yeah, I think the supplemental draft will happen because I don't think that he makes this decision without some knowledge that they were going to do something like that. And the NFL doesn't like it when you, like, if you weren't to have it, you know, he is a good enough player that you know, so the, like I told you guys earlier, though, the thing that they worry about are all the guys, though, if they have a supplemental draft, they're worried about the guys that were in the portal that don't have opportunity. And maybe they're going to try and get into this draft. So there's a lot of things kind of going on right now.
Well, it's a heck of an opportunity if you believe in Brendan Sorsby. I saw one media scout dude compare him to Jackson Dart, but with a muddy off the field.
Sure.
I don't know what your guys' comp would be or if you think he's around that quality, but Dart went 25th.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah had the same comp.
Okay.
And he,
maybe that's the tweet I saw.
Well, I think I've seen a couple of people maybe use that one, but I think Daniel Jeremiah was one that was speaking pretty highly about just the idea of what he has to work with physically and what you could ultimately end up developing out of him.
Well, you know, eventually they're going to have to come up with a succession plan for Dak Prescott, but I wouldn't be looking to use any significant resources at this time. I think next year they have 1, 2, 3, and then a sixth, and then maybe a sixth they got from somebody else. It's your own pick, so it would be your sixth right now. Yeah. Would be the, I mean, unless you wanted to do a three, but that would be way too rich for me. I mean, this year in the third round, after studying the players in depth, there's just incredible opportunities all across the third round.
Sure.
And even in the fourth, there's some. But by the time you're deep into day three, I think that'd be the most I'd be willing to pledge towards it. Okay, George Pickens made the biggest headlines other than Sorsby throughout the day, asked if he was going to hold in or hold out. I think Cowboys fans got what they were hoping to hear, said, "I'm here, I'm happy to be back, and it's football first," and he stressed that final word, first. So he is really sounding like he is going to let his agency handle all of the negotiations, and you know, the fact that he's planning to be at practice and not threaten anything, I think that's just outstanding news for the Cowboys. He talked about how they're implementing a lot of plays to have him, CeeDee, Javonte and Dak on the field to open up a lot of stuff. I mean, what would you guys be looking for as far as curveballs or the next evolution of this Clayton Adams offense that George could be referring to there?
I mean, certainly the rushing attack comes to mind, but maybe they actually do get him on the move more. I mean, that's something we talked about all last year, you know, playing in the slot. Do they do more CeeDee Lamb type things with him? But I think the 13 personnel stuff is going to be taking over the NFL this year, and I like their tight end room. So maybe, I mean, Michael Trigg to me is kind of the secret weapon. If he ends up actually stepping up to the plate here, I think he can really unlock everything that you're looking for that you lack right now.
That'd be interesting if they could get to 13. Shoddy talked about that today and said if I tried to run that 50% of the time, I'd have a couple of wide receivers. But 12 seems very realistic.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control. Thanks to Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Brian Broaddus. And I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, it'll be a full show. You're going on with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.